What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
How we all doing? Evan and Tiki live from Barclays Center. Nets Knicks, a game you'll hear right here on The Fan. Tiki is back from his selling of the T-shirt. How'd that whole experience go for you, bro?
It was fantastic. Loogie, everybody loves you but hates your take. And we sold out of all of them.
And you did not accept money, or you did accept
money? I accepted no money, but the highest offer we got was $40.
It's amazing to think about what we could have made off of this.
$40.
Yeah.
One guy wanted to give me a roll of dimes, which I think was $5 worth of dimes.
Wow.
Another dude came up to me as like, I want it for free. I said, all right, well, you know the motto. If it's free, you get three. So I gave him three.
What an experiment. I only got three of them. Very, very impressive. Well, good job. You paid off finishing last in NFL picks. Sean Morash will do that this summer when he's in a dunk tank. Now, let me set the scene for you. In just a couple of minutes, and we are going to listen to it right here on WFAN, we are going to find out about the Baseball Hall of Fame. What we know is that Ichiro Suzuki is going to be first ballot. The question is, will he get 100% of the vote like Mariano Rivera and become the second guy?
Correct.
He is getting in. CeCe Sabathia is very, very likely to get in as a first ballot one, and that's a big deal. He's a Yankee. And to me, he's wearing that Yankee hat when he goes into the Hall of Fame.
No doubt about it. He's going to play for three teams.
No doubt about it. So big deal for CeCe Sabathia. He is likely to get in. Billy Wagner is on his final year of eligibility. If he doesn't get 75% of the vote and get in, he's going to have to wait for the Veterans Committee or the newer committees. I think Billy's going to get in.
Because of that?
Well, I think he's trended in a way in which he's right near 75.
Got it.
And I also think, yes, people realize this is it.
Right. We so don't want to have to wait, make him wait for however long that is, five years, 10 years, whatever it may be.
I fully expect that Billy Wagner will be a Hall of Famer.
Yep.
Carlos Beltran is a big one, because if Beltran gets into the Hall of Fame, and I did a whole reco about this, he likely wears a Met hat. He would become just the third Met to go into the Hall of Fame wearing their cap, joining Tom Seaver and Mike Piazza.
Not a Blue Jay? Or not a...
Who did Astro?
Astro?
Or a Royal?
Royals.
Or a Yankee?
Yeah.
Or a Cardinal?
He played for everybody.
Yeah. Look, the only two teams you could consider are the Royals and the Mets, just based on success level.
But success or time?
Time and success.
Got it.
I think basically on the same level.
Right.
So Beltran is interesting. Now, I think Beltran's trending in a way which he's going to get in eventually anyway. But at least that will push the debate off for another year.
Right.
If he gets in today, in just a couple of minutes, do the Mets retire his number?
I mean, don't they have to?
Yes. Does he wear a Met hat? Look, he could wear a Royal hat. He may go kind of teamless. And then the other thing that's really interesting about the Hall of Fame, which we'll find out later, is how well did other guys do? Like, did the steroid guys move up, Manny Ramirez and A-Rod? How did David Wright do? How did Chase Utley do? Like, other guys that you keep an eye on. But from a New York perspective, look, a lot of these, all of them have New York ties. CeCe's a Yankee. Ichiro played for the Yankees.
Right.
Billy Wagner played for the Mets. And we'll see about Carlos Beltran. So as soon as they're about to announce it, you'll hear right on the right here on the Fan, Paul Rosenberg doing a great job back in the chapel, cut us off and say, let's hear it. So as soon as that's ready, you'll hear it. But in the meantime, let's talk to you. Let's see what's going on, especially those that have waited a while. So let's go to Tad in Walcott, Pennsylvania, Connecticut. How are you, Tad?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love and respect to both of you. Appreciate
it. Man. Appreciate it. What's up, man?
All right, Will Howard, let me give you a comparison. Will Howard is 6'4", 236.
Well, hold on 1 second. I think we're getting the note that they're announcing now. Is that what you said, Rosie? All right, so let's hear it from the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Josh, again, is such a an international flair with this Hall of Fame class. We could be looking at a very big class as well.
Yeah, we've got some incredible names on the ballot, and honestly, just being on the ballot is something special. But as you mentioned, we try to celebrate the world joy of the game of baseball, and it's an exciting night for a lot of people in the game.
Well, I know we've all been waiting. Again, this is a historic vote. You could be going here for a little while. We'll see. Josh, why don't you take it away?
Thanks, BK. Well, on behalf of National Baseball Hall of Fame Chairman Jane Forbes Clark, our board of directors, the entire staff here in Cooperstown, and Jack O'Connell of the Baseball Writers Association of America, it's my honor to announce the results of the 2025 BBWAA Hall of Fame election. I'd like to thank Mark Moran of Ernst & Young for his assistance in tabulating the final result. And as always, we want to thank the voting members of the Baseball Writers Association for their participation. This year's ballot featured 28 candidates with 14 newcomers joining 14 holdovers from the 2024 ballot. In arriving at their individual decisions, the electors took into consideration the following criteria: the player's record, playing ability, integrity, sportsmanship, character, and the contributions to the team or teams for which he played. Tonight, we're pleased to announce the addition of several new members of the Hall of Fame who will be honored alongside Dick Allen and Dave Parker at our induction ceremony on July 27th at the Clark Sports Center here in Cooperstown. Our first electee was a 10-time Major League All-Star, a 10-time Gold Glove Award winner, and a 2-time American League batting champion, becoming the 30th member of the 3,000-hit club over 19 seasons with the Seattle Mariners, New York Yankees, and Florida Marlins. Today, Ichiro Suzuki becomes a member of the National Baseball Hall of Fame. He came to Seattle in 2001 after winning 7 Pacific League batting titles with the Oryx Blue Wave of Nippon Professional Baseball and immediately made a major impact. He took home AL Rookie of the Year and AL Most Valuable Player honors that year as the Mariners tied a major league record with 116 regular season wins. In 2004, he notched 262 hits, the most ever in a single season in AL or NL history, and he logged 200 or more hits in his first 10 seasons in America while scoring 100 or more runs in 8 straight seasons. A career 311 hitter, he's one of just 7 players in Major League history with 3,000 hits and 500 stolen bases. As a member of Samurai Japan, he twice guided his home country to a World Baseball Classic title, and he becomes the first ever Japanese player to be elected to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. Ichiro, welcome to Cooperstown. Our second member of the class of 2025 won 251 games and struck out 3,093 batters during a 19-year career with the Cleveland Indians, Milwaukee Brewers, and New York Yankees. Today, CeCe Sabathia becomes a member of the Hall of Fame. A 6-time All-Star and the 2007 American League Cy Young Award winner, he led the AL in victories in back-to-back seasons in 2009 and 2010, winning 20 games in the latter season to join the prestigious fraternity of Black Aces. He helped lead his team to the postseason in 10 different seasons, earning ALCS MVP honors in 2009 en route to a World Series championship with the Yankees. A native of Vallejo, California, He finished in the top five in Cy Young Award voting in five consecutive seasons from 2007 to 2011. Just the third southpaw to enter the 3,000 strikeout club, he ended his career with more Ks than any other left-handed pitcher in American League history. CC Sabathia, welcome to Cooperstown. And our final member of the class of 2025 played 16 seasons for the Astros, Phillies, Mets, Red Sox, and Braves, finishing his career with a sparkling 2.31 ERA and 422 saves, the eighth most all time. Today, Billy Wagner joins the Hall of Fame family. As one of the game's most dominating closers, his fastball regularly topped 100 miles an hour. He struck out one-third of the batters he faced in the big leagues, and his 1,196 career strikeouts stood for years as the most by a left-handed reliever in Major League history. Among pitchers with 900 or more innings, he has the highest strikeout rate and the lowest opponent batting average in MLB history. A seven-time All-Star who also reached the postseason seven times, he finished fourth in the 1999 Cy Young Award voting when he posted a 1.57 ERA and 39 saves with 124 strikeouts in 74 and two-thirds innings for the Astros. A fireballer from Appalachia, he logged a career-high 44 saves in 2003, one of 10 different seasons in which he ranked among his league's top 10. Billy Wagner, welcome to Cooperstown. And finally, just a few words for our audience watching in Japan. Nihon no fan no minasama.
Konnichiwa. Yo, congratulations, CC Sabathia, first ballot.
Hell yeah,
Hall
CC.
Of Famer.
Congratulations.
That is an incredible honor. Of course, he was wonderful with the Indians. He pitched insane with the Brewers on short rest every time he went out there in a contract year. But obviously, him coming to New York, let's face it, it changed everything.
Yeah.
That team was kind of like, it was falling. They missed the playoffs in 2008. We've heard the stories. They needed a change in the locker room. And, oh, by the way, they needed an ace.
Right.
So besides adding one of the best pitchers in baseball, they added the guy that changed the locker room. And we all remember what he did for the Yanks in 2009. Again, pitching on short rest and really being one of the main catalysts for the Yankees winning that world championship. And then, this is the other thing I love about CC. That's for you, bitch.
Right.
And excuse my language. That's CeCe's language, though.
Of course. But by the way, I bet you could talk about all the numbers you won, all the statistics, the accomplishments, the Cy Young, the Black Aces, as was mentioned there, the World Series championship. But it's really what he meant for this Yankees team that is most important.
Yes.
Sometimes leadership, it presents itself in very different ways. But for CeCe, it was his commanding presence, because physically he's just a big, like, intimidating but gentle as an approachable person as you could ever imagine. But you knew, always knew, that he had your back. And
yep.
That's what makes him so loved by his Yankee teammates and I think by the Yankee fan. You just feel that. Even if you never met him, you feel that about CC Sabathia. And look, he's a good friend. I'm so happy for him, and congratulations to him and his family up in Alpine having a party right now. I wish I could be there, but duty calls. Congratulations, CC.
Absolutely, congratulations. Big moment for him, for Yankee fans. You have a Hall of Famer. To me, I think he said this with us. I don't want to misquote him, but I think when we had him on, I asked him, will you wear a Cleveland hat or a Yankee hat? I thought he said Yankees, but I could be wrong.
He definitely said Yankees.
He didn't say Cleveland, that's for sure.
I mean, if it was Cleveland, he wouldn't have stayed here. I mean, he's still a Yankee. Like, you
yeah.
feel it.
He either didn't answer the question or he said Yankees. That I know for sure. But to me, he's a Yankee. Obviously, that world championship in 2009. So congratulations to him. Ichiro. The one thing, and Lugie, tell me when you see this. The final votes matter. In this regard, number one, out of curiosity, did Ichiro get 100%?
Right.
No, we have one person that wants to be famous. He fell
really?
One vote.
Are you
short.
Kidding?
So this is probably somebody that wants to be talked about or something.
Wow. Yeah.
Well,
so
we will not talk about him on our
one
on
vote
our
shy of unanimous.
That's just ridiculous.
Selection.
Now, in fairness, every single person who's made the Baseball Hall of Fame, with the exception of one,
yep.
has not been unanimous.
Correct.
Willie Mays wasn't unanimous. Babe Ruth wasn't unanimous. Ken Griffey Jr. wasn't unanimous.
Yeah,
the only unanimous person was Mariano Rivera.
Yep.
So getting that perfect score, while we all agree, obviously, Ichiro's 100. A lot of guys are 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, for whatever reason, it's this bar that some writers won't go all the way
right.
with. So he didn't get 100%. The other thing I'm curious about, is Carlos Beltran and even Andrew Jones and even David Wright, how did they do on the ballot and on the voting?
So Beltran, 70.3%, 19 votes short.
He's going to get
in next year.
No doubt.
Andrew Jones, 66.2, so he's getting in too.
Look, I did a Rico on this. You can listen to it wherever you download podcasts. Andrew Jones is a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
He's the greatest defensive center fielder I've ever seen. I think both those guys should get in.
Yep.
So we'll see if next year changes that fortune. I think the good news for Carlos is that he's going to get in. He's at 70%. He's got a bunch of years left on the ballot.
Yep.
Billy Wagner, this was his last chance.
Yeah.
So he kind of needed to get to that 75% because if he didn't get in now, there was no waiting.
Yeah, I didn't know a lot about Billy Wagner's career. I wasn't following it when wasn't really that much into baseball, but just looking at the statistics, and I'm just watching this video of his delivery.
Yeah.
It's fire, man. It's a rocket.
You know the crazy part about Billy Wagner and his delivery? So Billy Wagner had some kind of injury as a kid. He was a righty.
Get out.
And during the injury, started throwing lefty. Now, I know BT has said that with golf. Like, I think he got hurt. He started golfing the other way.
Yeah, but he ended up hurting his other shoulder by switching golf.
And no offense to BT. He's not in the PGA.
No, you're right.
Billy Wagner ends up in the majors and is now a Hall of Famer.
That's amazing.
I don't want to be a bad guy, so I'm not going to say anything negative about Billy Wagner today. I'll leave that for another day.
Let's put it on a Rico.
Yeah, I already did. I left it on the Rico. But no, congratulations to Billy Wagner. He had a hell of a career. So, good for him. He's in the Hall of Fame. We mentioned Ichiro. CC gets in. I think Beltran gets in next year. How'd David Wright do?
So, David Wright received, this is from Anthony DiColmo. David Wright received 8 more Hall of Fame votes than last year and is up to 8.1%. He will remain on the ballot for 2026.
So, I'll tell you why that matters, even if the number says he's never going to get in. What you want is to remain being considered.
Yeah.
Life changes, people's opinions change. And, you know, I know you listened to this when I did a whole thing about Johan Santana.
Right, who was on and off in just a year.
Yeah, he didn't get the 5%. I believe that if Johan Santana was still on the ballot, he would get much more consideration now than he did a few years ago.
But why? Why would it change for a Santana?
A greater appreciation of starting pitchers. I think the same happened with CeCe.
Yeah, right.
Like,
that's why he became a no-brainer.
Absolutely. He was always going to be a Hall of Famer, don't get me wrong. I wasn't sure necessarily if he was going to be first ballot. But I think as time has gone by, we have a greater appreciation for the value of what he brought.
Yeah.
I mean, even what Johan brought, even though it was a much smaller period of time. So I think what you want, if you're David Wright, if you're anybody, is to get the 5%, stay on the ballot, and you never know 5 years from now if the view of a player is actually going to change, even though they've done nothing to change their stats.
It's a good point, because BT and I had this conversation when CC retired, what however many years ago that was, and we were looking at, oh, God, he didn't get the 300 wins. That's usually the mark that everybody looks to get to, and he just clipped past 3,000 strikeouts.
Right.
But then we started looking at all of the existing pitchers, those that were still pitching, and we said nobody's getting the 300 wins. And most of these guys are not getting the 3,000 strikeouts. And so it changed almost right when CC retired. The value on wins and the pushing deep in the game, it became a non-factor for a lot of these starting pitchers.
Well, I'll tell you the other thing about CC I started to appreciate later in his career. So early on, there would always be these debates on sports talk radio about CC versus Felix Hernandez.
Mm-hmm.
Because Felix would have him beat in like every ERA stat, whip, all that. But CC would throw a lot of innings, get more wins, and I would argue Felix is better. But what I started to appreciate more about CC Sabathia was the amount of extra innings he would throw compared to other starters where maybe he would give up a run.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it would hurt his ERA.
Right, but he'd stay in the game.
But he would stay in the game and provide even more value to the team he was on. And I think that innings pitched, maybe more than any other stat, is one of the most important things. Like, you want to be out there, you want to pitch for your team.
Right.
You don't want to just be 5 great innings and get out. Like, going deep into a game, which CC was able to do throughout his career, there was a value. And even at the end of his career, man, the fact that he was still taking the ball every 5 days, there was a great value to that. So I know, just as a baseball fan, I actually gained appreciation for Sabathia as his career went on.
Well, he had to evolve, too. He had to learn how to pitch differently.
Right.
When his fastball lost velocity, he was throwing down around 94, 93 miles an hour, and he had to learn how to pitch differently. And he pitched for a couple of years that way. Had the knee injury, the issues with, you know, he lost weight, gained weight. Now he looks fantastic, by the way.
Yes.
So, but, you know, I appreciate his grind when it was been easy to just walk away.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So he's going to wear, I assume he's going to wear a Yankee hat. He goes into the Hall of Fame. But all three of these Hall of Famers with New York connections, Ichiro at the end of his career with the Yankees, Sabathia certainly is a Yankee, Billy Wagner for the few years he was here with the New York Mets, and we'll see about next year with a guy like Carlos Beltran. Congratulations, Ichiro, CC Sabathia, and Billy Wagner. Let's get back to your phone calls, 888-808-1019. Tad was on. He was about to talk. Then he got interrupted. Tad, I apologize. Continue on, sir.
It is all good. Being a Yankee fan, congratulations, CC. That's awesome.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. So what is your guys' take on Will Howard? The guy's a beast. I compared his physical traits with Josh Allen. He's literally the same height and weight. He runs a 22-mile-per-hour match. Josh Allen runs a 20-mile-per-hour match.
Right.
There's no 40 speed on him yet. But, I mean, would you take a flyer in day two or three if you're the Giants on a Will Howard?
I mean, it might be worth it.
The guy looks...
The problem, it's a good question, and, you know, Will Howard, obviously the starting quarterback for the Ohio State Buckeyes, now the national champion of Ohio State Buckeyes. That's the one thing. I didn't watch a ton of Buckeyes football this year. I didn't watch a ton of college football at all, really, this year. But in watching that game, how he just described Will Howard is exactly what my takeaway was. I was like, this kid is like Josh Allen.
Yeah, well, he's big.
He's big, but he's not afraid to run. And it's not... I'm just running to go get 4 yards. It's running like I'm a running back. And I remember thinking about that with Josh early in his career. I'm like, this guy runs like a running back. He takes hits like a running back, and he gets up and he keeps going. Now, is it dangerous? Sure. Has Josh gotten smarter in the 4 or 5 years into his career? Sure. But I think Will Howard's interesting mainly because he's a winner.
Yeah.
Right? There's an intangible winningness about certain players. And I think he might have that. Now, I'm not saying he's going to be a great quarterback in the NFL, but he opened some people's eyes who didn't know who he was last night.
Well, one guy who watches a lot of college football is, of course, Fake Sean Morash. Fake Sean, you watch a lot more college football than I do.
I do, yes.
What's your projection on Will Howard?
Well, I got to tell you something. I lost a lot of money on Will Howard when he played for K-State, but then he went to Ohio State, and I won a lot of money. You're right. He is a big physical quarterback, and you need quarterbacks that can run in the NFL. The Giants are going to draft him in the third round. He is going to be the best quarterback in the league by year 4. The Giants will go undefeated and win the Super Bowl.
The best part about Fake Sean is that there are now people inside JetBlue at the key, and they have no idea what the hell is happening.
Right out of context, Fake Sean is odd, disturbing.
They're just listening to this really squeaky voice give some kind of obscure sports opinion.
Yeah, I have
that
no
is clearly
cat
my favorite
dog
part.
Race.
Quick break. We'll come back. We'll hand it to Tommy. You'll do some kind of bridge show, right, to the Nets next? Is that what you want to do?
Yes. You didn't want to rip Billy Wagner. Perhaps I will.
Nah, it's not on. Not a Hall of Famer.
Eric Pyle. Not a Hall of Famer.
You know what I've learned?
Not a Hall of Famer.
I criticized Billy on the Rico, but today, and I saw a quote from him, I'm happy for him as a human.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
How can you not be?
Yeah. My opinion sports-wise on him or what he did for the Mets, I'll give them. There'll be a day. I saw his quote, and he's like, words can't put it into thing, and I'm like, screw it. I'm happy for the human.
And I'll also say this. When you're a closer, there's only one Mariano Rivera. So even Trevor Hoffman, you can't live up to what Mariano is. So everybody pales in comparison to him.
Yeah.
So Billy being in that era, that's tough for him. But as a Met fan, you know.
Well,
I mean, am I wrong? No, come on.
No, I know. But you know what? Billy Wagner had a long career outside of being a Met.
No, you're right.
He was 100%. An Astro. He was a Philly. I get that,
but I'm coming from the Met fan.
He did a lot of other stuff besides give up home runs to So Taguchi in game 2 of the NLCS.
Oh, you're so evil.
I didn't do anything.
Not a Hall of Famer.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
How we doing on this cold Tuesday? Tiki and I are hanging out a little late with you because we're at JetBlue with the Key here at Barclays Center where the New York Knicks take on the Brooklyn Nets. Let me just report to you some very bad news here at Barclays Center. I am surrounded by Knicks fans.
There is one Net fan right behind you.
Oh, you saw one Net fan?
Yeah, he's right behind you.
That's fantastic. I mean, they are just, they're all over the place. And I got to tell you, as we get closer to tip-off, a game you will hear right here on WFAN, I don't like any of them. I think they all have that same condescending look, Tiki. All these Knicks fans.
Just looking at you side-eyed like...
Yeah, it's the look of I don't belong. Oh. Meanwhile, you're in my building.
Let me check out your house in case we want to steal it.
And then, like, the inevitable, welcome to Madison Square Barclays. It's our building. It's Garden Brooklyn. So this is what we're going to have to deal with tonight. It's just going to be a lot of Knicks fans. But you know what? One thing I've learned in sports, Tiki, is just because the Nets are tanking... And just because the Knicks are relatively good doesn't mean on this particular cold night in Brooklyn that the Knicks are going to be victorious.
No, it's
Let's
true.
Go
Anything
next.
Can happen in the NBA.
What if Mikal Bridges goes 2-for-20 from the field? What if Jalen Brunson turns the ball over 7 times?
Okay, do you think that Mikal Bridges, who is going to fear some boos from Net fans, including you, is going to be anything but highly motivated to... kick butt today.
I think he's going to be extra motivated because last year, while you left early, but you were here for the game, the defining horrific moment of last year's Nets season was when you people, you Knicks fans out there, whether you're in the building now or you're in your car.
They're all in here, so watch what you say.
I don't care. It's my building. I'll say whatever the hell I want.
The Nets still in the league.
I'm out of the garden. When Mikal Bridges was watching as an opponent, as a Net, when Julius Randle and Jalen Brunson had their big moment down the show, was it a Julius block, Tommy? I forgot.
It was a Julius dunk.
It was a Julius dunk off a Josh Hart block,
yes.
Right? Yeah. The place erupted,
it
was embarrassing, right? And Josh Hart made Mikal Bridges feel bad about it. He's like, how'd that feel, loser? So I think that bothered Mikal.
Then he went and joined them, so that bothers you.
Well, it bothers me, but I also think he's going to really enjoy the fact that now he's on the side of the crowd that's taking over the other building.
Well, he's with his boy. Boys.
Yeah, he's with his boys. You're right.
Right.
I think he's going to enjoy that.
Philadelphia Eagle-loving boys play
exactly.
For the Knicks.
Exactly.
So he's happy. He's content right now.
I will make...
And they're winning.
They are. Well, for the most part.
Well, for the, you know what I mean.
What I will predict to you is I've been to many Knick-Net games over the years, a lot in Jersey, here in Brooklyn, and I believe that in my time in Brooklyn, it's been relatively good for the Net fan. 50-50, 55-45. Last year, it started to tilt the other way. You heard it.
Yep.
I think tonight at Barclays Center will be the worst example of breakdowns between Knicks and Net fans since Newark. Because in Newark, at the very end, I stopped going, Teak. It was so bad. It was like 99.99%. You could not find a
Net fan.
Like
they would come across the river?
Yes. Like gremlins. Like rats.
Maybe they were New York. They were New Jersey.
Yeah, they already live there.
They were New Jersey Knicks fans. It just never went into the city.
Right.
And so it was like stealing your home.
Yes. And by the time the Nets were in Newark, like New Jersey Net fans had kind of moved. It was a bad, bad scene. I do think tonight, and we'll all get to experience it together as a show, I look forward to it, is going to be the worst example since Newark. Like, it is going to be an ugly, ugly, disgusting, horrible scene if you're a Net fan.
Why
are you smiling about that, Nick fan? I see you smiling over there. Look at him. He's like laughing. That guy. He's like, yeah.
That's because we're at JetBlue at the Keys, which is a nice little club.
It's very nice.
Food is fantastic. I just had a hot dog.
Nice.
Did you?
And it's all Nick fans.
Yeah. They're all Nick fans.
Oh, there's one. There's one. There's a Nick fan right there, right in front
of me. He works for the Net. No, oh, you're right. That is a real Net fan. No, I mean, I'm glad that makes Nick fans happy that you're going to take over my building, but you are. And the real question is, because Loogie asked it earlier, when will Tiki leave? And the official guess going around here is halftime. Is that the official Tiki leaving guess?
Yeah, we set the mark at halftime for Tiki.
Over under halftime?
Yeah, over under halftime.
Yeah, he could go. Is it possible you go into the third quarter?
Unlikely.
Wow. He's listed as doubtful for the third quarter.
Here's the real question.
Yes, I know. Ask it.
Which quarter will Evan Roberts be leading when the game is mathematically out?
So that's the rule, Teak. When a game is mathematically over.
Right. But how do you calculate the mathematical probability?
Possessions.
Oh, yeah.
I count the amount of time left in a game, the amount of potential possessions.
I'm a loser.
It's not mathematically possible. And at that point, I leave. So, for example, let's say this is like the Clipper game where the Nets lost by like 70.
Mm-hmm.
If the Knicks are up by 50 at the half, as bad as that is, I would not leave. Because, you know,
mathematically,
still a possibility.
They can get back in. They can hold them to nothing and score every possession.
If they're above 30 going into the fourth quarter, it's borderline. It's a possession-by-possession thing.
But you also have to factor in, this is not like this is Nets-Clippers. Evan alluded to it. There's going to be 90% Knicks fans. So being down 30 and having to hear, let's go Knicks chance at Barclays
will not factor
may
in.
Prompt you to leave even more than worrying about the math of the game.
No, you're wrong.
Really?
I will not factor in my embarrassment. It will always be the math of it. And look, I have to own it. You're in my seats. Like, it also bothers me to leave my own seats and have you and other Knicks fans take over. That's my home.
Well, let's go Knicks.
I pay money for that. That's my apartment. You're going to take over my apartment while I leave?
I mean, everybody else in the building is doing that, so why not? They didn't even come.
Yeah. Look at you. You're
they
so
subleased it before the week started.
You're renting it out for Knicks fans tonight, which we appreciate. We always love coming to Brooklyn.
Here's a real question before we leave.
Uh-huh.
What if you lose tonight, Tommy?
Then you own it. I don't think there's any way to spin this one.
I think you need to do a post-game show if the Knicks lose.
Yeah, you have to do a post-game show if the Knicks lose.
Yes, on my way home to Kew Gardens on the B train or whatever it is, I will do a reaction video.
I want a reaction video. And
absolutely.
Your tweet should just say, I died a little inside today. The Nets beat the Knicks at Barclays.
It's got to be at least 8 minutes long.
Agreed.
Go buy my shirt on Amazon that you bought from Tiki.
It is now circulating on eBay.
Yes.
It was sold / given away on the street. About an hour ago.
That's right.
And they went very quickly.
And I am wearing one of these Tommy Lugauer t-shirts that we gave away earlier.
Oh, Evan, by the way, I got your tickets, so I'm just going to announce your seats on the air here. That way, Nick fans can come say hi. So Evan Roberts section.
It's a very private section. Don't give it away.
Four, C5.
This program today has been brought to you by Sloman's Home Heating Oil. Steve Apria, wonderful job as
you
always do.
Thank you, Apria. You were the man. Get us on the moon if we needed to.
He really could. Thank you to everybody at Barclays Center. Thank you to SNY who came out and broadcasted us for 2 hours.
Look at all these Knicks fans.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.